Today we're going to look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 55. Isaiah, chapter 55. The heavenly banquet. Beginning at verse 1. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come. Buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This 55th chapter follows that golden chapter 53, which describes the sufferings of our Messiah and the glory that followed. Isaiah 53 describes the suffering and death, resurrection and glory of Messiah, and chapter 54, the outcome, the fruit of all his sufferings and the blessings that would follow. Through his death, our Lord Yeshua purchased blessings for all those who desire to know God. We're going to look at the opening verses of chapter 55. O everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. There is, first of all, an invitation, and it's put in the frame in words that are reminiscent of the water carrier of the prophet's day. We have in this call to the one who thirsts, we have echoed the call of the water carrier and the offer of free provisions. The call of the water carrier can be heard today in Old Jerusalem, where the water carriers offer drink to those who are thirsty. There is the invitation, and we can break down the invitation into the call of the water carrier, the challenge to those who are going astray, and the condition for blessing. That is all in the invitation of this paragraph, Isaiah 55, verses 1 through 4. The call of the water carrier, those of us who have been to Jerusalem have seen the water carrier. He usually carries a container of tamarind juice, and he offers the thirsty ones a drink for a modest sum. Water was very scarce in the summer months in Israel, and the water carrier was a welcome sight. The paragraph I'm going to look at is verses 1 through 4. In this paragraph, we have an invitation, a challenge, and promises of blessing for those who heed the call. An offer of free provisions, an offer of the true and the good, an offer of everlasting mercies. In our outline, we have the invitation followed by an announcement. Announcement of the one through whom those blessings come. And thirdly, the blessed outcome of a favorable response from the hearers of the call. In the announcement, there is pointed out the one through whom those blessings come, and the glory for all those who believe. We're going to look at this paragraph, verse 1. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Everyone who thirsts, it is a universal offer, and it's directed to the victims of sin. Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. It is to those who found out to their loss that their cisterns were leaking and that the remedy is to turn back to the one who can give them living water. The word come occurs three times in our paragraph. In verse 1, come to the waters, come buy and eat, yes, come buy wine and milk. The word come is said three times, and the invitation is to the waters. In this scripture, the waters are, by the waters are meant spiritual waters. The waters here offered are chapter 44 of Isaiah and verse 3. For I will pour water on him who is thirsty and floods on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring. The spiritual waters also described in that psalm that was quoted at the beginning of our service, Psalm 36, verse 8 and 9. Psalm 36, verse 8 and 9. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. The waters are for those who are thirsty in soul. In John chapter 4, in John chapter 4, verse 14, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. The Lord Yeshua was speaking to the Samaritan woman at the well where she had come to draw water, and he offered her living water. Verse 10 of John chapter 4. Yeshua answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Spiritual waters for the soul thirst. The Lord Yeshua on the last day of Sukkot stood and cried, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. It is the same one that speaks here in the book of Isaiah. The offer is an offer of free drink the offers made to those who have no money. You who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. The reason for the free offer is that the price has been paid in full by Messiah. In Revelation chapter 22, and verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts, come. And whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. So in the book of Isaiah and in the book of Revelation, we have the invitation, and the word come is said three times in both places. They come to buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wine is a symbol of spiritual good cheer. Another similar promise is found in Isaiah 25. Isaiah 25, verses 6 to 8. And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees. And he will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. Water is offered, wine is offered, and milk is offered. Milk here is the spiritual milk of the Word of God. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. 1 Peter 2, verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. So the offer of free provisions is an offer of spiritual blessings. In verse 2, why do you spend money for what is not bread? There's a reference here to the futile efforts for spiritual blessings. The Lord Yeshua referred to that in the Gospel of John chapter 6. In John chapter 6, the Lord Yeshua is speaking to his people in the synagogue in Capernaum. And in verse 27, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal upon him. In verse 29, Yeshua answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. They had been asking him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? And Yeshua's reply was to believe on him. Why do you spend money for what is not bread? That which is not bread is a symbol of wrong and evil beliefs and practices that yield no good fruits. In chapter 44, verse 20, he feeds on ashes. A deceived heart has turned him aside, and he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, is there not a lie in my right hand? That which is not bread is described here as feeding on ashes. and trusting in a deceived heart. Isaiah 55 verse 2, why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Three times the word listen is used in this paragraph. Just as the word come is repeated three times, so the word listen is said three times. Listen diligently to me, verse 3, incline your ear and come to me, hear, and your soul shall live. It is said three times, and it reminds us of what Messiah says in chapter 50, Isaiah 50, verses 10 and 11. Who among you fears the Lord? Who obeys the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. Look, all you who kindle a fire, who encircle yourselves with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks you have kindled. This you shall have from my hand, you shall lie down in torment. The warning that follows those who do not listen. The gracious offer here is for what is good and that will satisfy the soul. Let your listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. In the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Like an apple tree among the trees of the woods, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down in his shade with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. The voice is the voice of the bride, and she is extolling the praises of her heavenly bridegroom. So the invitation goes out to all who thirst, to all who heed the invitation. And let your soul delight itself in abundance. That refers to spiritual blessings. The result of heeding the call to the waters is that their soul delights itself in abundance. David says in Psalm 63, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. There's not only a feast offered to the repentant sinner, to the one who thirsts, but covenant blessings are also offered, as we see in verse 3. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. All the mercies of the covenant are connected with the promise of a Redeemer that we will see in verse 4. David knew of this covenant Redeemer, and God here describes it as an everlasting covenant, the sure mercies of David. David here is the title of Messiah, son of David. Ezekiel chapter 34, Ezekiel 34, verse 23. I will establish one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, my servant David. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. Again in Ezekiel 37, verse 24. David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. This is one of those exceeding great and precious promises God gives us in his word, and it is directed to those who had been leading a futile life, but who are now responding to the kind invitation and avail themselves of the hospitality of their Redeemer. Their Redeemer is referred to again in verse 4. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. God says of Messiah, I have given him as a witness to the people. This is one of the titles of Messiah. It describes the one proclaiming the promise of salvation. In Revelation, he is called the faithful and the true witness. Indeed, I've given him as a witness to the people. And here, the people refers to the peoples and nations of the world. Yeshua is a worldwide savior. I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. He's a witness, he's a leader, he's a commander. The word for leader is the word for prince, and he's referred to in the book of Daniel, chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9, verse 25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublous times. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. Messiah is described in this fourth verse of Isaiah 55 as a witness, as a leader, as a commander. As a leader, we see him in the book of Daniel, and in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 21. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 21. Their nobles shall be from among them, and their governor shall come from their midst. Then I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach me. For who is this who pledged his heart to approach me, says the Lord? Their governor is another word for their leader, and he has been given by God to the nation. Verse 5 of Isaiah 55. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. The last link in the golden chain of redemption described for us in Shaul's letter to the Corinthians of God, Messiah, has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, or another word for redemption is glory. And because he has been glorified, his people share in his glory. Romans 8, verses 28 to 30. Romans 8, beginning at verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. A promise of great glory and the invitation has a condition to it. An offer of everlasting mercies extended to everyone who thirsts, and the glory that follows. I trust that all here have drunk of the living water that the Lord Yeshua gives to all who entrust him, to feed them with the living bread and with the living water, a heavenly banquet. And that banquet is one that awaits you and me as we look once again at Isaiah 25, our closing verse, beginning at verse 8. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. And it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. May the Lord bless his promise to every true heart, and may we evermore rejoice in our Redeemer. Shall we pray? O Lord our God, we would add our voices to the voices of your saints in heaven, and we look forward to the day when we shall join them and celebrate your goodness and your covenant mercies. We pray in our Lord Yeshua's name. Amen.